Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's September 27th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, the eminent Antoine Bergeron.
Thank you.
I gotta reach more and more every week, man. I'm eventually gonna have to run out and just give up.
That would be good.
But it's become a thing now, right? It's like my weekly challenge.
Too soon is not soon enough.
How are you doing, Antoine?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Glad to hear it.
You?
No, I can't complain. Trying to get stuff ready for Taco Bowl. Trying hard.
Are you playing in the end?
We'll have to see. There's still some conflicts with family stuff, but I'm trying to work things out. So,
okay.
If the spot is not filled by the time the event comes around...
It's filled right now, but we might have other drops.
Oh, you filled it. Great.
Yep.
Well, I'll keep prepping stuff anyway, just in case. And you'll let me know.
For sure.
All right. So let's get this ball rolling. And we've only got one event on the calendar this week, because everything else has already passed. And that is Fantasy Fest 19. Roman numerals, not my best subject. On November 12th.
Yeah, so Fantasy Fest is a team tournament hosted by the Crève-Montsalle group in Montreal. It's a one-day event where you play escalating games of fantasy. This time, they are using the Ninth Age rules. It's held at the Le Plateau School, if I remember correctly. There is no new information yet, so we'll talk more about that event as soon as we do get more info. In the meantime, if you want to register for the Facebook event to get the notification, we will have a link to it in the show notes.
All right. And with that, we go right into the news. And as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding related news. And first up this week is Knight Models Suicide Squad 2-player starter box pre-order.
Yes, their first big box release. It's two teams, one of the Joker crew and one from the titled Suicide Squad. It's not titled. What's the right word? Eponym? That's for an album. I don't know. Well, for the Suicide Squad itself. So you have those two crew in the box. You have some terrain, dice, everything you need to play. That's on pre-order right now. And if you pre-order from their website or probably some affiliated group stores, I don't know, you can get a free Batman Ben Affleck version. So.
Well, the models look pretty nice. They look a lot like the movie characters without infringing too many... how to say that? I don't know if they have the rights to the...
Oh, yes, they do.
Like, the visages and stuff, they do?
Yeah,
okay. Because the costumes are really, really good. I would not say they look necessarily like the actors that play them, though. There's similarities, but I don't know...
Exactly, but they're pretty close.
Yeah, you
can see what they are going for.
For sure. But as always, Knight Models produces pretty-looking stuff. All right, next up, Soda Pop Miniatures, Iron Golem for Super Dungeon Explorer.
This is a big minibus for Super Dungeon Explorer. You can get it. It was in pre-order at in pre-sale at Gen Con. It comes with the model, the cards to play them, and also the treasure card every minibus gets also. And on top of that, you get a Steam key for the upcoming Super Dungeon Tactics.
It's a pretty slick looking model.
Yep. I've seen some painted, and it looks even better painted. So
it does have a pretty steep price tag though for a board game plastic model.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that Steam key is worth in that price.
Yeah. Because it's listed as basically $35 US, which makes it $45 Canadian.
Yeah,
is that about right?
Something like that. Yeah,
that's pretty hefty. And unless it's not resin or anything, right? That is just still the same board game plastic that we've seen for other Super Dungeon miniatures.
I assume. I'm not sure, though.
You know, because if it's resin...
mentioned in the description.
If it's resin, I could see that, because resin is expensive, so... But while the board game plastics they use are quite nice, and they're very detailed, I just don't know how I feel about it. But anyway, very cool-looking model. Next in line, Soda Pop Miniatures again with the Star Lancer for Relic Knights. Not to be mistaken for a Gundam.
Well, it shouldn't, because that's a human model. It's not a big vehicle. They have another one. I don't remember that name or its name.
Yeah.
But it's a giant mech.
But this thing looks...
For the same faction.
Yeah. I know, but this thing looks like a Gundam, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They even called it Mecha Artillery Soldier Team.
Yeah. That even sounds like an anime title.
Yeah.
But it is a very cool looking figure. Yeah, they have some really, really nice artists at Cool Mini.
That's not Cool Mini though.
Not anymore. Sorry, yeah, Soda Pop.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, at Soda Pop. I know you broke away several years ago, and I'm behind the times, but old habits die hard.
Yeah, the model looked nice, and we have a full painted model for the preview, so it's not just a render or anything. So we see their real model with the real detail, and it's one of their new resin models, so it's not the plastic that was missing some of its qualities. So
yeah, no, for sure
it will be a really nice model.
Yeah, no, it is a really, really nice model. And even the I can't remember what it's called, I'm gonna have to look it up now, the other big mecha resin thing that we for the Shattered Sword. That was also an excellent model, too. Is that the Castellan?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I saw at Adepticon. And it was really, really nice.
Yeah. I'm not too sure what size that Star Lancer is in the end, because it's not mentioned, and the base size is not mentioned either. And the price tag at $35 for a single minis, and no extra stuff. Maybe put him into a pretty big scale.
I think he's infantry scale.
Yeah, he's pretty infantry, but 50 millimeter base.
Yeah,
he looks like a big guy.
Yeah, he's like their Paragon sized. Like he's the kind of the big chunky guys.
Yeah, but the Paragon have smaller base and less accessories. So yeah, he's probably like a super Paragon.
Yeah. But mind you, their new scale is quite large anyway. Even their regular infantry are quite big.
Yes, yes.
So.
And you were right, the big mech for the Shattered Souls is called a Castellan.
Well, there you go.
And it clocks at $70.
Yeah.
For resin. Anyway. So.
Yeah, for resin. Yeah, these are resin models, so understandably they're more expensive. All right. Next up. Avatars of War, Plastic Harpies / Gargoyles on pre-order.
Yes.
So it's a dual kit, I guess?
Well, no, it's the same thing. You just you paint it as you want. It's just for, depending on which army you will be using it for. Like, Dark Elf are called Harpies, but the same model were used for the Gargoyle in the Chaos line. In the old Fantasy line.
Right.
So I think it's the same thing right now. Two names, but I haven't seen enough pieces in the spruce, because you have the spruce shot, and there's not two different set of heads or anything.
So, yeah, it appears to be the same model for both.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about them. Avatars War usually makes such pretty, pretty stuff. I don't know if they just weren't very inspired by the subject matter.
I don't know.
They look okay.
Might be the paint job, though.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's hard to tell, right?
But they don't look the plastics look good. Yeah. If you go further into the...
I'm looking at the spruce shot.
Yeah, you have some assembled plastic ones, and they look good. I don't like the paint or the lightning on the paint job.
Yeah. It could just be the paint job detracts a bit from the models.
Yeah. The face are really feral.
Which you would expect, so yeah. I don't... That's a bad thing. All right.
Still, 10 plastic models for 25 euros. It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very reasonable price for what it is. All right. CP models, 28mm Chaos Dwarves.
When you're a Chaos Dwarf, don't think Game Workshop Chaos Dwarf. Those are just regular dwarf, but mutated. So they don't have strange hats or big twisted beards. They're just mutated dwarfs of different kind.
Yeah,
they have a really kind of funky old looking. School, funky style.
Yeah. They're not very expensive. So,
no, there's a crab claw dwarf, one that looks like, they call it a rug dwarf, but it looks like the thing from Fantastic Four.
Yeah, there's a Cthulhu-looking dwarf. Yeah. There's two-headed dwarves.
Yeah, a satyr. One with the chicken foot feet.
Yeah. The crab one is hilarious. Is it little eye stalks and crab claws?
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely old school looking, but
old school, still a neat idea. Affordable. So they look cool for an old style game.
I think if you had a full unit of these painted up, like ranked and stuff, they'd look kind of cool.
Yeah, probably.
Definitely look different. All right. Puppets War. Two new magic users released.
Yeah, they have a sorcerer and a druid. Both sculpts look cool. Like all recent Puppet Wars full sculpts. I really like the touch with the sorcerer. The book attached on a small groove into the cloak to make it look floating. Like he's casting a spell, but his book is floating on the his end, but it's just glued from a corner
to into the sleeve.
Cloak. Yeah, in the sleeve, the sleeve of his cloak.
Yeah. And that model looks very Lord of the Rings-ish. Like, the staff looks very much...
I had a Star Wars feel to it.
Like Jedi, Jedi robes? Yeah, kind of. I can see that. I can totally see that.
Yeah, the beard looks like the... I haven't seen the movie, but I've only seen Steel from the seventh one. Looks like the bird.
Mark Hamill, Jedi Mark beard. Hamill. Yeah. This is true. Yeah, I can totally see that. Too funny. But yeah, you know, Puppets War does some great stuff. I've always liked their add-on bits, but their full models they've come out with recently, just they've really outdone themselves. All right. And last in this section, Corvus Belli Infinity September releases. I mean, what is there to say? It's Infinity released in September. Yeah. And there's a lot of it.
As usual, there are stuff for five different factions this time. I think my favorite one is their Garuda Tagbot, the one with the wings or the jump pack.
I'm looking. I don't. Oh, okay.
It's for Aleph.
Yeah, I actually like. I don't know what this thing is. That looks like It looks almost like an Evangelion with two big giant shoulder cannons.
Yes.
Batroids?
It's an overdrawn Batroid for the Combined Army. Comes with two small tin butts, they call them.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks good too. So, as usual, really, really nice cults from Infinity.
And top-notch paint jobs to show them off, so...
Yeah.
And Corvus Belli really outdoes themselves. I may not enjoy the game, but I cannot take anything away from their models.
For sure.
I'm just taking a second look at those tack bots. They are kind of cool. All right. On that note, I'll stop looking at Infinity and I'll take us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. First up, Flytrap Factory. The Black Toothed Rebellion Airship Crew.
This is a 7-model project. It's the price is in New Zealand dollars, so I have no idea how much that's worth. We should check. It's for airship crew of goblins or airship bombers or whatever. So either for 40k grats or for a steampunk greenskin, whatever you want to try to use them with. So you have five guys from the crew and two, well, they don't call them squigs, but they are squidge instead of squigs. So two gar squids with the five crew. And the greens are super, really characterful, lots of details.
Yeah, definitely they'd fit in with a certain other company's line of miniatures.
They look like Puppet Wars character.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so the quality of skill from them.
Yeah, New Zealand dollars are very similar to Canadian dollars.
Okay.
So they've raised 949 New Zealand dollars, which is about $900 Canadian.
Okay. The pledging is simple. It's one pledge of 35 New Zealand dollars, and you get everything. That's it.
So 35 New Zealand dollars would be $33 Canadian. That's a great deal for those models.
Stretch goals have not been announced because they are not to their funding yet, but it might add new sculpts. I don't know. That's the kind of thing that happens for this kind of Kickstarter.
Yeah, no, he's very, very close to...
No,
he's not close, but he's on track is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
So he's looking for 2,500 New Zealand dollars. He's got 25 days left to go, and he's at $949. So
20% in. 40% in. Yeah.
Yeah, 40%. I was going to say, that's what?
Yeah, no, not 20, 40. 40%.
Is that some kind of crazy crazy Antoine math you're doing there?
Yes.
All right. So this Kickstarter will run until October 21st, 2016. Next up, we've got... Hold on, I'm going to try to pronounce this. Cabinet and... Modifius.
Yes.
Siege of the Citadel, second edition techno fantasy board game.
So, Yom is really happy about that. He was a big lover of that board game, the first edition.
Oh, so, there was a... Okay, I know I did this as a remake.
Yeah, it's a reboot. So, second edition of it.
Looking at the... I'm guessing Yom's not alone. Looking at how much it's funded already.
Oh, yes, he isn't.
Jeez. I guess it was a good game the first time around.
Yeah, it's set in the Mutant Chronicle universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cooperative game in where you play into that universe. You play a team and going to the Citadel, fighting against the bad guys. It's a board game. It's not a miniature game. So you have all the miniatures for different... 10 miniature for the heroes, a bunch of bad guys, tiles, dice, everything you need to play the game. And they have made a deal with Soda Pop Studios, and Soda Pop Studios are releasing some of the characters in a chibi format.
Oh, nice.
So right now they have one, which is Edward Murdoch, and they will probably release other ones or unlock other ones as the stretch goals go.
That's a cool-looking chibi fig, too.
I've seen the second one, the sculpt of the second one, but it's probably somewhere in the updates. It's not. I'm not finding it on the main page, but I know there are other ones coming.
Nice. Okay, so their goal was 6,000 US dollars. They're at 198,624, so this is completely funded several times over. They've got 12 days to go, and the Kickstarter is ending October 8th, 2016. So, if you like cooperative sci-fi board games with miniatures, this could be for you. What's next? Battle Valor Games. Battle Valor Fantasy 15mm Tabletop War Game.
This Kickstarter is to get a print run of their game, which is right now in the beta. The rules are... The basic rules are available right now. You can download them and try them. The Kickstarter is for the full rules to go in print, so print the rule book. And they already have 7 armies out, the models for everything. They have something like over 100 different packs available. And the Kickstarter will also unlock and release 3 new armies for that. And if they get enough stretch goals, they also have 2 other in mind to get them to a total of 12 player armies. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, considering they only started this in February of this year. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if they had sculpt from other projects that were just not released and they kept them. But it's a lot of models for a single year.
And the sculpts are really nice. I mean, 15mm, like we were discussing off air, it's small enough that you can do mass battles on one table and have some crazy wars. And
still have
nice details. Yeah, exactly. So the models look nice. I mean, I was immediately looking at their high elves because that's what I played in fantasy, and they basically look like the GW plastic high elves did, except in a smaller scale. But they're very, very, very nice. So this Kickstarter was looking for $10,000. They're at $4,722 currently, with 35 days left to go. So they're on track to fund.
22 days to go, you read the backer number.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, sorry. Yeah, they're 35 current backers, 22 days to go. And the Kickstarter will end on October 18th, 2016. Okay, what's next? Lead Adventure Miniatures, Astropolis.
This is a series of 28mm sci-fi models, which are in metal. They are to be used in RPGs or tabletop gaming as proxies or characters, whatever you want. Lead Adventure do all kind of stuff, mostly post-apoc, if I remember correctly.
And yeah, this line definitely is post-apoc sci-fi looking. Okay, well, their sci-fi is also very kind
their of... Their sci-fi is post-apocalyptic a bit, but they have a line of post-apocalyptic models too, if I remember correctly. That's what I was referring to. But I like them. They're not old school, or maybe a bit old school, but they also have a ton of detail on them. It's a strange
mix. They're very retro.
Yeah.
Like, it's like modern retro.
Yes. Like, super detailed, but retro look.
And it's nice to see a sci-fi range of models that aren't... They're not aimed to be a 40k proxy.
Oh, no.
Like, it's completely not GW style at all. These guys look pretty neat. A lot of different designs. Not really my aesthetic, but I can see people liking these models.
Yeah.
And a lot of models in this Kickstarter. All right, so what do we have? We have... a goal of 3,000 euros. They're at 8,400 euros. They have 24 days left to go. So it's completely backed, nearly 3 times over. 24 days left to go, so we're going to see some more stuff from them for sure. The Kickstarter will close on October 20th, 2016. And then last for this week, we have Clear Horizon Miniatures, Sigma Event 2177. What is Sigma Event 2177? Yeah.
This is a 15mm sci-fi game. It's a starter set, so you will get 24 miniatures and the rules to play with 2 players. The rules are based on the Grunts, generic rules. You are using the Grunts Light, which is a cleaned-up variant for starter set to remove extra stuff that you don't need. It's usually done for... generic sci-fi, so you can use whatever model you want in that scale, but they have adapted them for the 2 starter sets they have. So you are getting what they call the Black Ops Addis Human Force, and also the incredibly dangerous Prime Hive Swarms, which are insectoid aliens.
Yes, they are totally not Tyranids. Well, I mean, it's hard, you know, that's unfair, because any insectoid type alien is probably going to look like Tyranids, which really just look like the aliens from Alien, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're very cool. The shots they have of the sculpts for the human forces, they look super detailed. They've got one picture of Council Operative Kerr.
Yeah.
A female officer with like a big sword over her shoulder, standing like with one foot up on a crate. She looks awesome. Yeah, so it seems this week is the week of 15mm. And even got some renders of a recon walker, so a two-legged bipedal walker. That's pretty cool. All right, so their goal is $8,000. They've made nearly half of that at $3,957. There are 28 days left to go. This Kickstarter will close on October 24th, 2016. And there you have it, Antoine.
Yes, that's it.
It seems like that's it for this week. So, yeah, I guess we should sign off. Now, hopefully this week we're going to record the main show. So if you're listening to the news, you can take heart that there's a main show coming. We will find a way. It will happen. Have faith.
That's good. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at prfilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at b_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Rolling Dice and Taking Names, a podcast by guys who have a passion for tabletop games and happen to have mics. They discuss all forms of tabletop gaming, from board games to miniatures to RPGs. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.